Welcome to Passion Week, and today we celebrate the entrance of Christ into Jerusalem, and with this feast that we celebrate today, so begins Passion Week, so begins Holy Week. And if I were to ask you, what is your passion, right? You would think, okay, what do I really enjoy in life? What do I like doing? What are the favorite things that I do? What gets me up in the morning? What motivates me each and every day, right? If I asked LeBron James, right, what is his passion? Right, he would say basketball. Basketball is his passion. And when we think of Christ's passion, we think of nails, we think of the cross, we think of crowning with thorns, we think of basically what we just read right now. And so begins this holiest of weeks that we celebrate in the church. And we celebrate Christ's passion and this drama that will change the history of the world. And so Christ enters into Jerusalem on the back of a donkey. But it's important to remember that the donkey is very important. Because if a king enters into a city on a horse, it means that he comes as a warrior. But Christ is entering into Jerusalem, not on a horse, but he's entering into Jerusalem on a donkey, meaning that he comes in the name of peace. Christ is entering into Jerusalem in the name of peace. And so all the crowds and all the people are praising him, singing his hosannas, and what an awesome king, and they're laying down their cloaks, and they're honoring him as a king. But what type of king are they honoring him as? Because how many times Christ, during his time with his disciples, had to correct them and say, hey, you know what? I'm not here just for an earthly reign. I'm not here so that your taxes are lowered. I'm not here so that you can live in nice houses and drive or ride fancy donkeys or whatever they did back then, right? That's why I'm not here. And even after Christ had died and risen from the dead, and we'll read this later on during Easter time, about how he met two of his disciples walking down the road to Emmaus. And they themselves were disappointed because Christ hadn't fulfilled their own expectations. They said, we thought he was going to create this glorious kingdom. But now he's dead. And so the disciples, they themselves had their own expectations of who Christ was, of what Christ was for them. And they were looking at Christ. They were looking at this Messiah through the prism, through the lenses of what they wanted, of what they desired, and not through the lens of what Christ himself wanted. And so sometimes their vision of who Christ was tainted because it was hard for them to look at Christ for who he was, for how Christ himself presented himself. And so Christ enters into Jerusalem as a king of peace, not as a warrior king, but as a king of peace. And he enters into Jerusalem as a bringer of peace precisely so that as he's going through his suffering, as he's going through his passion, his disciples can remember, hey, this is our king. This is the man who's going to save us from our sins, not from our taxes, but he's going to save us from our sins. And he's going to bring us into a deeper relationship with God. That's who Christ was. That's who Christ is. Christ wants to bring these disciples to a closer relationship with God. And so when they're watching him crowned with thorns, when they watch him take his throne upon a cross, not upon a majestic chair, but upon a cross, when they're watching their king suffer, they can remember through all this horrible experience that he's going through that he is the king of peace, that he has come to bring us peace, that he has come to bring us happiness so that we can discover who we really are. because that's where our happiness lies. And how does Christ understand his mission? In the gospel, he says, there's no greater love than to lay down your life for a friend. That's how Christ understands his mission. There's no greater love than to lay down your life for a friend. Self-giving, sacrifice. This is what real love is. Laying down our lives for our friends. And love is looking at the person that I have in front of me and saying, what can I do to make that person happy? Right? Whereas the disciples' expectation of Christ was, hey, let me meet this guy and what do I get out of it? How is my life going to be happier? But the lesson that Christ is teaching us, the reason that he came to this earth was to live to make other people happy, to lay down his life for his friends, to sacrifice, to look at the person that I have in front of me in the eye and say, what can I do to make you happy? Because that's what real love is. That's what real sacrifice is. Obviously something that you parents that are here understand very well. That's what real love is looking out for the good of the person that I have in front of me. And so what is Christ's passion? What is his enthusiasm? What gets him, what motivates him to get up every morning? We are his passion. Each one of us. We are Christ's passion.